There's a code of silence, and it can't go on.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watt, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix.
Okay, the serpent, for instance, according to the higher Masons, was represented a wise man from the previous age, and he became the father of Cain. So Cain was of a bloodline different again from Abel, and Adam was not his father. That's what they mean by that.
By the serpent?
A high priest from a previous age. That's what it really means.
That's how it translates?
That's what all the mystery religions claim, yeah.
Okay.
The higher you go. And, of course, in other words, he was injected with the intelligence, the scientific bent, you might say.
Abel or Cain?
Cain, yeah.
Oh, I thought it was Cain. Oh, that's right, Cain slew Abel.
Yeah.
And Abel was...
And, of course, once Cain left and chased out, and by the way, in the older manuscripts, they tell you that they all wore aprons, and that's representative of the present Masonic apron.
Yeah.
That's why the mark had to be covered.
And the mark being the circumcision. The
circumcision.
So the mark...
Let's be honest here. If a creator made you perfect in every way in his own likeness, why would you then demand that you cut a bit of your skin off, you know?
Yeah, in a very sensitive place.
This is a different purpose altogether.
And...
Even the Sadducees, who were the nobility of the supposed Jews, and I've no doubt they were the nobility of Babylon that came out there, their symbol was the serpent. And you'll find, too, in the Jewish traditions of Moses, the brazen serpent that he had made to go in front of him with the wings and a serpent round the staff. Was put into a grove, a sacred grove, and it was worshipped there basically for a couple of hundred years. So the Sadducees again have this serpent symbol, and if you take the, remember too, it's really a Latin term. We're reading a Latinized name here, Sadducees, and if you take the S and put it back into a C, you have the Caduceus.
Caduceus. And that was their staff, right?
Which is the serpent again. So that's all games and tricks, you see. And the blind cannot see. That's the whole idea. Those who have no eyes don't see what's right in front of them. So they play these games with us all the time. The Pharisee is also a play on Pharaoh, you see. And Fares and Peres is actually the eagle. So that's the royal eagle, basically.
Royal eagle for who?
From the
royalty?
Yeah, the ancient mystery religion, which ran Babylon, Egypt, and all the old world.
Would you pronounce that when you said the Sadducees and then you put a C in it?
Yeah.
And how did you pronounce that?
Caduceus. Caduceus.
Okay.
You see, that's the same symbol you'll see on every ambulance with the serpent round the
spine. Oh, it's the symbol of the doctors.
Yes.
American Medical Association, etc.
Yeah, and if you take the two, generally it's two intertwined serpents, you'll have the figure eight, which is as above, so below, the two circles. That's
uh-huh.
what that also... And plus, it also is a double helix of the gene. You know. So all of this stuff is highly symbolic, and we take it for granted simply because we grew up and see them everywhere. We never question their origins or what they really mean.
These CDs that you have put together of literally deprogramming, how many hours would we say that there are in total of educational review?
24 hours. Each one of the discs, the MP3s, has 12 hours each.
on the ancient cultures and how this was, these control techniques were used then on people, mm-hmm. mainly by special priesthoods who were trained in this, no different from the pharaohs of ancient Egypt. The first thing that the pharaoh was taught when he was a boy was how to control the minds of the public because of the nature of the public, their drives and so on. Then you had always by war the serpent in front of their head, the aureus, the sign of wisdom, because they guarded that which came into their minds. Whatever comes into your mind, your whole things. And so the public were not used because those words in front of their minds were the ones who were dictating to the minds of the general populace, and they didn't want anything guarding their minds. Nothing has changed. You have even in all major religions, you have an esoteric side to it. And in the Talmud, they have references to what happened to the staff of Moses as he led them through the desert. Now, that was a brazen serpent. It was a serpent supposedly with wings upon it too, so they put it in a grove, and the elite of that time period would worship in the grove where this brazen serpent was. You know, in ancient Christian drawings you often saw the ascension of Jesus, or the cross going up with Jesus. He was on the cross and going up into heaven. But you also saw the serpent wrapped around the cross. That was pretty traditional a long time ago. And what it stood for was the compassionate man, and the opposite, because in duality, and in all religions you have a duality, the serpent stood for blatant, absolute, perfect reason, no compassion. So the unification of the two was completion and perfection, as they say. It's all part of the old mystery religions which still run the world today. So it's been a very old ancient system, a battle. And in early times, even the early Christian symbols would show Jesus ascending on the cross with the serpent wrapped around him. If it was just him himself, it'd be emotion. The serpent was wisdom, logic. So the two were combined, and that meant perfection. That was the early mystic symbol of it. If you just have pure the serpent, you have cold and an emotional reason, and that's hell on earth.
Talking to Jacob from New York City. You still there, Jacob?
Yeah, I'm still here. I see these guys up there in, you know, like Bohemian Grove, and mm-hmm. they're doing all, you know, the roads and the fire and the out.
Yeah.
What religion is that? What book are they reading from, man?
You'll find traces of that again in ancient Greece. You'll find it in ancient Rome. You'll find it even in the accompanying literature for ancient Judaism, because even in Judaism they claimed it's the staff that Moses raised in the Valley of the Serpents for wisdom. The brotherhood of serpents means wisdom. Those in the high Gnostic, and that was their symbol. And they brought that back, they claimed, and eventually into the Holy Land and planted it in a grove, and the high elders would meet there with the Levites every year. But eventually they claim that when the Romans invaded, they destroyed the grove. So you'll find this in pretty well all the ancient world. The serpent is an allegory for wisdom. Wisdom for what? The Egyptians wore the aureus, the cobra, on a band, a headband. The cobra sat in the forehead, the third eye. The idea being, and that's also a pun between the eyes and idea,
the idea of being. That you are to guard your mind, being a one who was wise and born into a wise family or class, an educated family or class, you would have wisdom. I've gone into the fact that primarily these high families were psychopathic in origin and interbred, and therefore kept the knowledge to themselves, because psychopaths must always try and gain power, total power over everyone else. That's our dilemma in this world. But the serpent strikes, and when it strikes, ancient people used to wonder, why would it let so many people pass a particular route or road or track and only strike the occasional person here or there? In other words, when anyone got too near to it, too near is the key, it would strike and defend itself. An idea being that so they used the serpent or the cobra, which had this lightning strike to strike something it didn't want to come near it. They used that around the headband as a symbol that they would strike anything which tried to enter on unauthorized into their mind. It guarded the mind. The people around did not have the right to wear the aureus, because they were the ruled. In fact, it was mandatory that they be open for all indoctrination, all erroneous teachings, superstition, and so on. The snake also had been observed in ancient times to shed its skin every so often. And to the ancients, they thought that therefore the snake was immortal. It was born again as it dropped off the old and had a new body, they thought. Therefore it was a symbol of immortality. And when the aureus was worn on the headband, not only did it guard the temple, the upper room, the mind, but it also had what they called the wisdom of the ages, meaning the person who wore it had been initiated into and taught the histories and the sciences of the time. The sciences generally were to do with the mastery and the control of the minds of others, the vast populations.
From myself, Alan Watt, this good night to me, your God or your gods go with you.